3.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Wow, in the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone for you today. Coast to coast, dozens of radio stations around the country tuned in. Big news today, all of it presented by X Insurance. I can promise you I will be filling your prescription for freedom today for the next hour. And that's the big news coming up. Greg, Dallas,
yeah.
Salem Radio Network, production, everything. How you doing, brother?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm not really sure how I am. I'll tell you, that's a kind of a loaded question today. And you know where I'm going with
this. Yeah, I do.
You know, I bought a boat for my kids. I grew up with a boat. You ever water ski or anything when you were a kid?
Absolutely. I was an avid skier and kneeboarder and wakeboarder.
I was same thing. Grew up with a boat my entire life. You know, I learned how to water ski behind the boat of a legend. I don't know if you know this or not, but it's a true story. When I was about 10 years old, a buddy of mine, Joey Clayton, and his family took me up to their cabin up north in Michigan on Bear Lake. And I learned how to water ski behind their neighbor's boat, their next door neighbor's boat. And their next door neighbor, the kid who jumped in the water, the son of the neighbor, who helped me put my skis on to teach me how to water ski, his name was Mark Howe. His father was Gordie Howe. Gordie Howe was driving the boat, legendary
wow,
NHL.
Okay.
Gordie Howe pulled me up on water skis the first time I ever skied. My dad got the excitement bug when he found out from the parents how much I loved it. My dad bought a boat, and I grew up with a boat, and I bought a boat for my kids. I'm putting it up for sale, and I had a guy come pick the boat up today at my marina. My daughter doesn't even want to talk to me right now. I'm so depressed. Well, first off, I got to give a big shout out to American Boat Brokers and Nick Franklin. Nick and I have been going back and forth for the last week, and he met me over at the marina to pick the boat up today. Super guy. Nick, I love you. I know you're tuned in. Armed American Radio fan, and everybody at American Boat Brokers just doing a wonderful job, man. Love it. Love it when a plan comes together. And he pulled the boat out. Drove it off with his big 2500 Dodge Ram pickup truck, big old truck.
Oh, yeah.
And he was driving down the road, and my daughter was on the road and sent me a photograph. She saw him pulling the boat away.
Oh.
And I don't think she's ever going to talk to me again, at least for today. But you never know. There might be a new car in it for an hour or something. I feel so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, it sounds like her heart was drug away with that boat.
All right. While we're on that depressing story, let's go to a happy ending story. How about that?
All right.
All right, let's do this. Did you know? Now, we're thinking California here, right?
Yeah, sure.
When you think California, you don't think freedom. You don't think guns. You think socialism. You think lockdowns.
Yep.
You think high taxes. You don't really think about happy ending stories. And a happy ending story, for those of you who are new to the broadcast, is any time a law-abiding citizen uses a firearm to defend themselves, their family, their business, and the bad guy gets the wrong end of the stick, or the right end of the stick in this case. Because if you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your own death results as a result of someone defending their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness from an attack by you, good for you. I hope it hurt. I hope the little black gremlins come out like in the movie Ghost and haul your ass somewhere, because you haven't earned the right to live, to continue living. Now, in this case, nobody was hurt. But we've been seeing these smash-and-grab robberies out in California like crazy.
Yep.
Because of liberal punk DAs who are failing to prosecute, who don't care, literally criminals run amok. So imagine my surprise when I saw the headline, "Legally Armed Citizen Thwarts California Smash-and-Grab Attempted Robbery." The reason this is important was because the man was protecting his business and his property, which you have a right to defend in this country. And until we get back to that, as we discussed before, until people start shooting back, and when you get people bleeding out on the floor, because of their actions, that's when this nonsense stops. In this particular case, four scumbags walked into a privately owned jewelry store spraying bear spray to everybody. Owner was having none of it, pulled his pistol, and what happened to the four dirtbag gangbangers? Ran out the door. Boom. Scattered. That's the way it's supposed to be. All four have been arrested. Congratulations to that individual. And here's the interesting part. Not a shot was fired.
Oh, wow.
Criminals are, they're cowards. They're cowards.
Sure. Absolutely.
That's all they are.
Yeah.
I know for a fact. I stuck a gun in the face of somebody that was trying to carjack me. That guy walked away like nobody's business. Never had to pull the trigger. That's not bravado. That's just what happened. That's not machismo, you anti-gunners. That's what happened. And it happens thousands of times a day across this country. So we're really happy to see that. Now, on another note, back to depression. Have you seen what this Manhattan DA is doing?
I have.
All right, listeners, we're going to probably spend the rest of the hour talking about this, but I have some good news because I just mentioned the rest of the hour. Greg, do you want to break it or should I?
It's your show.
Couldn't do it without you.
I understand that, but you know, it's the news is yours to share.
Beginning January 17th or February 1st, we will let you know within the next few days. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be adding a second hour. It's a done deal. Thanks to you. Thank you. A long time coming. Could that mean a third hour down the road? Well, let's not jump the gun. But that did happen to Armed American Radio, didn't it? Now heard in hundreds of cities around the country.
Yeah, it did.
So, I bring you some great news, and I wanted to get that out. This is going out even before the premium members heard. I didn't even have a chance to get to them first because this happened so fast.
Yeah, this was so premium as it was happening today with me in the operations center. It was just like, wow, this is boom, and here we are. And pretty much like I told you in text, it could happen really quickly if you just kind of get the ball rolling.
Well, we could actually be on air tomorrow if we could have a satellite channel locked up, but we're not going to push things.
There's a little more than just a sat channel that has to be done.
Yeah,
but,
I know. Yeah. I know, but we could. And don't take thunder from me.
I live in reality over here when it comes to these things. You know, I'm on the operations side of this.
We're bringing you 2 hours every day now of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We will begin January 17th or we will begin February 1st. That's really a toss-up. It's a call that we're going to make really for no particular reason other than, okay, I think we're ready. Let's go ahead and do it, right?
Yeah, I am.
So that's where we are.
I may push for the 17th just so we can get rolling.
Oh, I'm ready. I've been ready for a long time. We could have used it easily yesterday. We could easily use it again today.
We've been talking about it.
All right, here's the deal. Yes, we have. This has been hitting news outlets, fake news outlets around the country throughout the day today. It's even rankled the feathers of some liberal outlets. But what we have here, let's start with Eric Adams in the city of New York, who upset a lot of New York residents within minutes of becoming the mayor after midnight on January 1. How did he do that? Hell, he hadn't been the mayor but minutes. Because he signed executive orders carrying over de Blasio's draconian measures regarding the mandates for the dem panic, scamdemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it. And people in New York were like, man, we thought we were getting a fresh face here. I remind you, you voted for a Democrat and a socialist. That's what you're going to get, is a Democrat and a socialist. Why would you expect more? I don't have sympathy for you. You vote for Democrats, you vote for socialists, you get socialism and you get socialism. Because that's what today's Democrats are, a bunch of socialists. I've been telling you that for years. Evidence is everywhere. Don't take it from this gun nut radio host. Facts are facts. Stubborn things. So a lot of New Yorkers were upset about that. But boy, I'll tell you, they're looking forward to him fighting crime. Why? Because he's an ex-cop. He gets it. And that's what he ran on. And now, right in his face, it's almost as if, you know who Alvin Bragg is? Alvin Bragg is the DA, Manhattan's new DA. And it's almost like he's doing this intentionally. Now, I know we're going to be told we have a break. So let's set it up with this. What he's done is he has smacked down the new mayor, Eric Adams. And he did it in such a way that will leave New Yorkers literally living in a bloodbath zone. And Alex, that is not, I'm not overemphasizing that. That's what's, as we say down south, New Yorkers who come down south to take off their masks. It's fitting to get ugly up there. And I wouldn't want to be there. When we come back from this break, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what he's done, because he has now said that he is going to stop seeking prison sentences in an array of criminal offenses and cases. You, just when you think these people can't get any lower, they lower themselves again. Down goes the bar. Bam! And we're going to talk about it in great detail today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in these GunBroker.com studios on this Crossbreed Holsters microphone. All of it presented to you today by X Insurance. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom across the country today, telling you the truth, things the media won't tell you. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com Studios. The Crossbreed Holsters mic lit up for you around the country today. All of it presented by X Insurance. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom as I do every single day, 6 days a week in these GunBroker.com studios. If you can't find it on your store shelves, you can find it at GunBroker.com. I can promise you that. Over 7.5 million new members because of you, Armed American Radio listeners. I started out with the depressing boat story. My daughter's hating me right now, but I think I've got, you know, it's one of those markets. Lots of people looking for that boat, and it's going to be a done deal. And a big thanks to Nick and American Boat Brokers. We appreciate those guys and their help today. Lots of help in the ATL. We do appreciate it.
You got to be honest about that boat, though, because the real person here that's incredibly depressed is your daughter. One way or the other. Right?
Yeah, hey, she's going, she's leaving for college, you know, and I get it. My dad got rid of my boat when I moved to college and moved out.
Yeah.
You know, and I went on with my life, and that's what but she doesn't understand that right now. She likes that down there at the summer at the lake. She's there constantly.
So. I understand completely.
You know, so I something tells me I'm going to be telling you that my daughter's gotten something fun lately because I feel so bad. So I don't know. We'll see. Thanks a lot for that, Nick and American Boat Brokers. Hey, I'm just kidding you guys. Oh, love you guys. Thanks for picking up my boat. Can you believe she saw it driving down the road, snapped a photo of it, and went, I hope you know how depressing this is. I thought, oh, my gosh.
That's so hilarious. I am.
That was a whoppish in the face. You know? That was tough.
That's like a dagger in the heart.
Yeah, well, let's throw a dagger in the heart here. Let's move back up to Manhattan. We're going to talk about this for the remainder of the hour. This is incredible. When crime is spiking across the nation, in the 100%+ range in Democrat-controlled cities across this nation, name one, pick one, Baltimore, crime up over 100%, violent crime. New York, over 100% homicide. Chicago, we even have to tell you about Chicago? Every day we tell you about Chicago and the murders. 27 wounded, 6 killed, weekend after weekend after weekend. That's not even the 5 days in between where it's 57 shot, another 14 killed. Los Angeles, New York, crazy under de Blasio. What a moron that guy is. Not was. He's still a moron. He's just not the mayor anymore. So we don't talk about him in past tense. De Blasio's a moron. So we got a mayor that comes in. He runs a campaign on literally cracking down on crime, making New York safe. I my heart breaks for it. I love going to Manhattan when it's fun. But I also remember New York under Koch and Dinkins, Democrats, who drove the city in the ground. You couldn't go. You couldn't walk through Times Square. It was so dangerous. 42nd Street was a nightmare. Pimps, prostitutes, drugs, houses of prostitution everywhere. All you red light district everywhere. Republicans come in and cleaned up the city. One of the safest cities, if not the safest large city in the world. And now, falling apart. A new mayor. People bringing hope. We're going to take this city back. We might do it a little differently. Okay, whatever. But he's talking about it. Here's a New York Post headline. Manhattan DA to stop seeking prison sentences in slew of criminal cases. Manhattan's new DA has ordered his prosecutors to stop seeking prison sentences for hordes of criminals and to downgrade felony charges in cases, including armed robberies and drug dealing, according to a set of progressive policies. That means socialist, communist, Marxist, masquerading as former Democrats policies, because that's what the Democrats are. He sent his staff, a memo yesterday, and here's what it said. His office, quote, will not seek a carceral sentence. You know what that means? That means something pertaining to prison is what carceral means. Except with homicides and a handful of other cases, including domestic violence, felonies, some sex crimes, and public corruption. This rule may be accepted only in extraordinary circumstances. Extraordinary. We forget that that word is a compound word. Extraordinary circumstances. That emphasis is intentional to give you a new focus on what that word means. We say extraordinary, meaning, wow, crazy, that was extraordinary. Did you see that? That means extraordinary. This policy, this rule may be accepted only in extraordinary circumstances based on a holistic analysis of the facts, criminal history, victims' input, particularly in cases of violence or trauma, and any other information available. That is direct from the memo. The assistant district attorneys must also now keep in mind, get this, the impacts of incarceration. That means cry me a stinking river, you criminal. I got to worry about what your incarceration means to you. Think about your 75-year-old grandmother or mother or spouse having a gun stuck in her face during an armed convenience store robbery. Guess what? That is now, and I quote from his memo, visualize that. Theater of the mind. Your mother in a convenience store. You in the car. Check this out from the memo. Armed robbers who use guns or other deadly weapons to stick up stores and other businesses will be prosecuted only for petty larceny.
Oh, my God.
A misdemeanor provided no victims were seriously injured and there's no, quote, genuine risk of physical harm to anyone. Armed robbery, a Class B felony, would typically be punishable by a maximum of 25 years in prison, which in my estimation is 50 years too short. He continues, while petty larceny subjects offenders to up to 364 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. That is from his memo to his staff. So let's analyze that for just a second, shall we? Let's break this down. Provided no victims were seriously injured. Do you think your 75-year-old spouse, mother, grandma was seriously injured when some gang-banging dirtbag sticks a gun in her face? Let me tell you that she's traumatized for the rest of what's left of her life. The rest of her life will never be the same. She may never go outside again. She will suffer from PTSD. It could kill her. The attack on her well-being, her sense of security, shot. Gone. Never to come back. But no one was physically harmed. Convicted criminals caught with weapons other than guns will have those felony charges downgraded to misdemeanors unless they're also charged with more serious offenses. Burglars who steal from residential storage areas, parts of homes that aren't accessible to a living area. That means maybe your detached garage.
Yep. In your storage
and business,
shed.
Your storage shed. And businesses located in mixed-use buildings will be prosecuted for a low-level Class D felony that only covers break-ins instead of four more serious crimes. Drug dealers believed to be acting as a low-level agent of a seller, the kid on the street, will be prosecuted only for misdemeanor possession. You know that fentanyl that they sold, your sister that killed her? He's low-level. That's a misdemeanor possession. Also, suspected dealers will only be prosecuted on felony charges if they're also accused of more serious crimes or are actually caught in the act of selling drugs. That felony would mean facing up to 7 years behind bars. Now, he says that as a caveat, as if he's being tough on crime. This guy is a loser, punk, progressive, socialist, Marxist, Democrat, and he is what's wrong with Democrat-controlled cities. We'll be back after this. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. Think about this for a second. It's a no-brainer. If you can drink coffee, which you likely do anyway, and support the Second Amendment Foundation with every sip you take, and pay no more money than you did for the coffee that you would have bought at your local grocery store, that actually sucks in comparison to Defender Coffee, why wouldn't you do that? You support Armed American Radio. You keep this voice of freedom on the airwaves. You drink great coffee. and you support the Second Amendment Foundation. How do you do it? You buy Defender Coffee. A portion of the profits you direct to go, as I do, to the Second Amendment Foundation. And at the end of every year, Defender Coffee donates from sales throughout the year to the Second Amendment Foundation, fighting in courtrooms across the country. And all you did was drink a fantastic cup of coffee that you would have done anyway. Put the Folgers aside. DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. Get free shipping to boot and support the Second Amendment. Slap in the face, no brainer. More about sponsors when we come back. All of this presented to you today in the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed mic by X Insurance. This angry mark started to come out of the box a little bit, Greg. I get you probably sensed that at break.
Yep.
So the timing was let's just say the break was well-timed, okay? Because sometimes it's really hard to contain my anger at this. I'm going to read you part of the letter that this idiot, Alvin Bragg, sent to all staff. And here's the reference, the subject, Achieving Fairness and Safety. Take a listen to this. Growing up in Harlem in the 1980s, I saw every side of the criminal justice system from a young age. Now, let me stop right there. That's because Harlem in the 1980s was controlled by Democrats and was a utter crap hole. Danger everywhere, lurking at every corner. You avoided it at all costs. I wonder why. Think about it when you listen to what he says. Before I was 21 years old, I had a gun pointed at me 6 times, 3 by police officers and 3 by people who were not police officers. I had a knife to my neck, a semi-automatic gun to my head, and a homicide victim on my doorstep. Who are the bad guys here? Who did he lump in with the bad guys? Cops.
Yeah, everybody.
Didn't he? 3 by cops, 3 by people who were not cops. Anybody with a gun. Now, why? He doesn't tell us why the gun was pointed at him. What was he doing? Who was he with?
My thoughts exactly.
What was the context? What were the circumstances? Tell us. No, if I tell you, well, that'll just defeat my, that just blows my agenda out of the water there. I don't know what he was doing. But I can tell you, well, if I go there, I'm just going to get myself in trouble. We need to add a second hour, not lose both hours.
Let's not get that second hour set up and then we lose it.
Let's just say, if you're breaking the law, because I've asked this question many times, so here I'll phrase it this way. When did it become wrong to tell people not to break the law? Nowadays, this individual would probably, well, what were you doing? Oh, all he did was rob a convenience store with a gun. Nobody got hurt. That shouldn't ruin his life. In my house, if I got arrested for robbing a liquor store when I was 15, I wouldn't know my parents anymore. It'd have been a done deal. This goes back, we can take this all back to parenting. But I continue, because I have to digress here. In my adult life, I have posted bail for family. Why? For what? In my adult life, I've never posted bail for anybody in my family. Greg, walk with me here.
All right.
Are you telling me that your family's a bunch of criminals?
Well,
because you only post bail for people who were arrested for committing crimes. Am I missing something here?
Nope. Not at all.
I don't think so.
Uh-uh.
I've posted bail for family, answered the knock of the warrant squad on my door in the early morning. Why? Warrant for what? They didn't just show up there. What was the warrant for? And watch the challenges of a loved one who was living with me after returning from incarceration. Challenges? Returning from incarceration? In the real world, the challenges are facing incarceration. That's challenging in the real world. Holy crap, I've got to study this book because I'm going to prison. For what? What was that relative incarcerated for and released for? Late last year, during a stretch of multiple shootings within three blocks of my home, I had perhaps the most sobering experience of my life, seeing through the eyes of my children the aftermath of a shooting directly in front of our home as we walked together past yellow crime scene tape, seemingly countless shell casings, and a gun just to get home. In large part because of these experiences, I have dedicated my career to the inextricably linked goals of safety and fairness. There's a vein popping out on my forehead right now. Thank God we're not on television today, Greg.
It would be great for the video cast.
It probably would. 1 minute blurb. This memo sets out charging, bail, plea, and sentencing policies that will advance both goals. Data and my personal experiences show that reserving incarceration for matters involving significant harm will make us safer. So, as I've said before, when you're talking about these Democrats today, this stuff leaves a person who talks for a living speechless. This is unbelievable. You cannot make this stuff up. Just that first paragraph in the letter sounds to me like you come from a family of criminals. Now, is that a fair statement based on what I just read? Greg, your thoughts?
I don't know what they were charged with. And sometimes there are things that are crimes that we don't necessarily continue to be extremely egregious crimes. And having known a few people that have been through the system, reintegrating back into society is a difficult thing. But there are some people that they should not be allowed to be back into society because of the crimes that they did commit. And what they are doing, after hearing everything that you've talked about with the lessening of these penalties, it sounds to me like people that should not be in society are going to continue to remain in society to continue to offend. And they're going to be offending at a far lesser penalty until they start stacking more and more of these crimes on top of each other. And then they're going to get a review to decide whether they deserve to go to prison for the multiple crimes that they are possibly on probation for and then are rearrested for because they've reoffended. I see a great recipe for a lot of chaos and for a lot of people leaving these areas. People are going to be moving out, and you know, there's going to be a lot more guns on the streets for both honest citizens and criminals that are going to be carrying, and there's going to be a lot more death and a lot more chaos.
Let me give you a prediction. The prediction before we go to a break is you are going to see armed robberies in New York City skyrocket.
Yep.
Skyrocket. Numbers like you've never seen before. Why? Because criminals are criminals. And when criminals can get away with it, they're going to do more crime. Period. This is as easy to predict as the sun coming up tomorrow morning. It's that simple. And there's one thing that none of this touches on. Personal responsibility. Again, I ask you, when did it become a crime, metaphorically speaking, to tell someone to be good, not bad? Unbelievable. We'll be right back. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. B-E-R-S-A.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Now, back to the show. Daniel Defense, the single greatest American manufacturer of AR and M4 platforms anywhere in the world. DanielDefense.com. I am so proud to be working with Daniel Defense. They are one of those just remarkable people. As I said, I emceed the event down there with Johnny Joey Jones from Fox. He was a guest. I had the privilege and honor of being able to introduce him as a speaker. And we had a blast down there and raised over $850,000 in about 4 hours for the DoubleDFoundation.org that supports the youth shooting sports. Please visit Daniel Defense. Pickups, you know you want one. I bought one. I bought the M4A1. Now I'm looking at another. Ta-da! You can too. It's worth it if you have to wait the 90 days for the build, and many of them are in stock, so visit Daniel Defense and check it out, DanielDefense.com. But visit the DoubleDFoundation.org and give what you can, $5, $50, $500, $5,000, $50,000, $5 million, whatever you can, to the Double D Foundation. It is these kids that the Double D Foundation is supporting that are going to take the reins of this battle that we're in right now down the road. Please support them. And all of our partners, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Crossbreed Holsters, this is the GunBroker.com studios. It's free to join. Doesn't cost you a penny. My Pillow. I'm wearing the slippers right now. I've been wearing them out all day, even when I was transferring the boat over to Nick Franklin and American Boat Brokers. I was wearing My Pillow slippers. I don't know if he noticed that or not. But whose boat is that? I don't know. The guy was wearing My Pillow slippers. They look really comfortable. MyPillow.com. AAR is the promo code. Get a great deal on them and support the right to keep and bear arms. Car Arms, as I mentioned, North American Arms, great company. The best little minis made in the world at North American Arms. And, of course, HeavensHarvest.com to start your emergency food supply. AAR is the promo code at HeavensHarvest.com. And don't forget TigerLight.net if you're interested in non-lethal self-defense. TigerLight works. TigerLight.net, that's GPS enabled. Promo code is AAR15. Visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. Greg, let's go back to getting angry again.
Uh-oh.
Why, you can't help it.
No, this is absurdity. It's just, we are living in some of the most interesting times in my life. And to see one side of our elected officials just go completely off the rails like they have and take the country down this road, and DAs that are elected throughout the nation to just have this stance on crime and crimes committed against people is just, it's really Alice in Wonderland, to say it casually.
It is. That's a great way to put it. And let me just dig a little bit deeper. This is where this comes from, is sympathy for the criminals, holding nobody accountable, no personal responsibility whatsoever. You didn't mean, because of circumstances beyond your control, let me put it this way, you stuck a gun in someone's face and robbed that liquor store. And we know that it wasn't your fault, and poo-poo and pa-pa, and we're going to try to fix you. And we're not going to put you in jail for doing that, because you don't deserve hard time for scaring the crap out of that 75-year-old woman whose life will never be the same, who you could have killed but didn't, thank God. And if you did, you would have been charged with something worse. I'm warning you. All of this is coming from the perspective of the criminal. No sympathy whatsoever for the victim. Now, I have no sympathy for criminals whatsoever. You pull a gun on somebody, I hope they shoot you. I hope they shoot you first. You will get no sympathy from me whatsoever. You have a right to bear arms in this country for self-defense, to literally protect your life, liberty, and your pursuit of happiness, and your businesses and the property that runs that business, regardless of some man-made law. And Americans know that. They know that. And they know exactly what this is. Trust me, Democrats, this ain't helping your cause at all. Keep it up. But, you know, Greg, I hesitate to say that because so many people are going to get hurt as a result of this. Yeah, so many people are going to be harmed. What you're getting ready to see happen in New York is, can you predict a bloodbath? You probably can.
This is going to lead to the rise of a second individual to run that state, or the cities in that state, like Giuliani did.
Exactly. Next bullet point on here was reducing pretrial incarceration. Do you know what that means? You don't put that in layman's terms for you?
Zero cash bail.
Zero. Well, you go ahead and go out. We're going to trust that you come back for court. We must reserve pretrial detention for very serious cases. Apparently, sticking a gun in someone's face during a convenience store robbery is not a very serious case to this lunatic communist.
Well, apparently,
that's a bullet point.
Well,
go ahead.
Apparently here in Arlington, it wasn't shooting up someone in a school, or three people in a school, wasn't a serious enough case to remand someone to a hard bail so that they remain in jail up until their court date. So once they get out, they go and commit more crimes.
Take a listen to this sentence. We can blow this idiot right out of the water. Focus on accountability, not sentence length. Listen to this carefully. Research is clear. He doesn't say what research, but I guarantee it's lefty loon research. That after a certain length, longer sentences do not deter crime or result in greater community safety. That's a bunch of bunk. And I'll tell you why. Because the criminal who is behind bars is not committing more crimes while he's behind bars. It absolutely is deterring crime from that particular individual. And it is resulting in greater community safety because that individual isn't out there to harm anybody. Now, I'm doing the best I can with this final segment to keep Angry Mark tamped down. I know some of you want Angry Mark to come out of the box. You love Angry Mark. So do I. Stress relief sometimes. But I've got a second hour I'm excited about bringing to you. So I want to keep Angry Mark tamped down a little bit. Further, because survivors and victims of crime often want more than the binary choice between incarceration and no incarceration.
What?
We will expand our use of restorative justice programming. Apparently, there are do-goodies out there who apparently this guy believes feel sympathy for the person that stuck the gun in grandma's face during the robbery. Oh, don't put him in jail.
His poor upbringing, the environment he was raised in.
That sounded like Forrest Gump. His upbringing.
His upbringing.
His upbringing. This is insanity. Limit youth in adult court. Research shows, what research? That brain development continues until up to age 25. Youth are physiologically subject to more impulsive behavior and are still capable of, let's go down here, growth and maturation. Dude, you're still growing at 60. God, this is so difficult. Is there a break now? This is the end of the hour. In about a week and a half, we will have another hour for you. Or February 1. I'm excited to tell you. You see, we're out of time. And I'm excited to tell you that we now have more time. And we'll be able to spend another hour together on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And I'll tell you more about that as we get closer and closer to the start date. And also, the Armed American Radio merchandise store will be going live at some point tomorrow afternoon, at the latest Friday, but I believe we're still on track for Friday. So you'll be able to buy that AAR beer mug or that AAR windbreaker or hoodie or t-shirts of colors, various colors and sizes, or hats with the logos on it. It's about damn time, right, Mark? The patches as well. We're going to get up and do this again tomorrow because the other side doesn't want us exposing this stuff. So remember, until we meet on the radio tomorrow, to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever gone outside his cave without his club. And his cavewoman wanted him to come back. That's why she handed him his club if he forgot it. Here, caveman, take this club. I want you back. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio. That was a visual.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow foam and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.